Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. And talking this morning with Kathy Wright from Marissa Chamber. How you doing?
I'm doing well, even though it's so cold outside.
Yeah, there's a different little change in the weather there.
Little change in the weather. There's going to be a real change in the weather on Saturday, too, whenever we have the Toast of Marissa.
But that'll be a good change.
That'll be a great change. It's going to be about 60 degrees on Saturday, so everybody can come out.
And speaking of that the Toast of Marissa coming up real quick here. I mean, just a few days away now.
Just a few days away, and we've got our race, and we've got our fun walk, so that'll all start on Saturday morning.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about some of the things that'll be going on Saturday here at the Toast of Marissa. You're listening to The People Speak, and we'll be right back. And welcome back. Again, this is The People Speak. I'm Jeff, and we're talking with Kathy from Marissa, the Toast of Marissa coming up this Saturday. Always a fun event and lots of things going on. Wineries.
We've got some new wineries this time. We've got Kite Hill Winery from Carbondale, and we've got The Pour from Redbud. And then the Wine Garden is coming again, and Alto Vineyards is coming.
And that's always kind of neat. I mean, they have, it doesn't sound like we're going to need it this weekend, on Saturday anyway. But a heated tent and stuff.
A heated tent, yes. That's always good. And so, we'll have our fire pits out there, too, just in case we need them.
Right.
But that'll be fun.
Which kind of adds an atmosphere to it. It's kind of
Yeah,
neat.
It does.
Kind of getting things kicked off and going is your Grape Stomp 5K run and 1 mile fun walk run. And that'll be going on Saturday morning as well.
Mm-hmm. That starts around 10 o'clock.
And if you're,
you can still come, you can still register.
And if you've already registered in your packet and everything, you can pick those up Friday evening. It says from 5:30 until 7:30, or then on the day of the race from 9 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pick them up Friday evening at the Marissa Fire Department. So
right.
So that'll be coming up. That's always fun to watch, you know, and stuff. And I watch. I don't participate, but
I don't either.
It's And usually it seems to have quite a few people that to get involved with that.
Yes, so, we do. It's a very good event.
Let's see what else I'll tell you what, we've got Robert from Hooker's Men's Store stopping in to join us for a minute. Let's go ahead and see what Robert's got going on. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Hey, this is right at the wire, isn't it? Well, I was getting ready to come out, and somebody came in to be measured for our tux. And, I mean, it is time to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I wanted to tell you, you know, for several weeks back in October and late September, I kept telling you how we were still selling summer sale items. I couldn't get over how we were selling shorts, short sleeve shirts, golf shirts, sports shirts, everything related to summer. Well, that's come to a screeching halt.
I'm sure it has, Robert.
It has stopped.
Time to get the winter
clothes right,
out.
Right. It is completely stopped. All that stuff's on the side, and people are getting ready for cold weather. And that's certainly where we can help them. We've got gloves, scarves, flannel shirts, flannel lounge bottoms, crew neck sweaters, V-neck sweaters, cardigan sweaters, sweater vests, and, of course, winter jackets. Now, right inside the front door, we have a special sale rack, and it includes sweaters at $14.99, lounge bottoms $14.99, and some shirts at $14.99 and $19.95. So it's a great way to kick off fall with that sale rack. And always remember at Hooker's Men's Store about our tuxedo rental. The special offer is that when six tuxes are paid for, the groom gets free use. There's also a special ring bear group. We're already booking weddings for next next year. It's hard to believe how close that is. So we're always ready to help you there. And, you know, every now and then I mention about the boxes we have to give away. Well, we still have some left. So if you need any kind of box for moving or storage, they're just perfect for that. So I'll let you get back to Kathy now. I didn't even have a chance to tell her hello.
Yeah.
So hello and goodbye.
Good to see you. Yeah.
Always good to see you. All right. Well, we'll see you. Take care, and you two have a good day.
All right. You too, Robert.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Robert from Hooker's Men's Store here in Sparta. Stop by and see him for winter wear now. The cooler weather in. All right. Again, talking with Kathy on the Toast of Marissa, and just kind of looking through, you've got some live music as well.
We do. Schedule. We've got Mary's River Band. We've got Salunatics and Sharp Misty, which is Misty Hastings.
Yeah, the Salunatics will be playing from noon until 3, and Mary's River Band from 3 to 6, and then Short Mist from 1 to 5. So I guess it'll be like two separate stages.
Yeah. We'll have one by the wine tent.
So. And I mean, I'm sure it takes a lot to put this on and stuff. And you've got several sponsors too that kind of help out and get everything.
Yes, we do.
Lined out, and
we've got Prairie State Energy. We've got Bullmeyer Crane.
The Poorhouse.
Who else is on there?
Poorhouse and
Poorhouse.
Doug White Hardwoods.
Yes, Doug White always sponsors the run for us, so that's great.
So, and of course, the Marissa Chamber puts in a lot of.
Yes,
work
we
on
do
that.
Put in a lot of work on that.
So
but we wouldn't be able to do it without our corporate sponsors either.
But that's going on. Vendors too are always popular, and you've got food and just general craft vendors as well.
Yes, we've got several wood craft vendors this year, and I think we're going to have some paintings there, and we're having bundt cakes from Fairview Heights. That's a new one for us, and. Amy's mobile food cart from Sparta. That's a new one for us. She's going to have tacos and taco soup. And what else is she having? Nachos.
Kind of a Mexican fare.
Yeah, Mexican fare there. And then we've got Johnny's Sauce, which is from Freeburg. That's homemade barbecue sauce. They actually sell that there. And they'll have... steak sandwiches, and then we've got our not so slabby, and they're going to have chicken kebabs and pulled pork, and then we'll have the Butcher Block here in Sparta, and they'll have their hamburgers and bratwurst and kind of that affair, and some chili, and the dumpling girls are going to be there, so we'll have homemade chicken and dumplings, which are always real good.
That's, of course, the Marissa Fire Department listed there, too. They're going to be cooking up something.
No, they're not cooking this year. They're going to help us out with drinks.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, they're going to help us out with drinks this year.
Okay. And then there's your Nothing Bundt Cakes.
Nothing Bundt Cakes. That's new.
So after you get through with your main course, then you can either have a Bundt Cake or, of course, always Aunt Nettie's Kettle Corn.
Right, and we also have the cookie contest going on, so there'll be cookies for you to taste there and turn your ballot in to see who gets the best cookies.
That's always the delicious part, going around testing the different cookies,
yeah,
That's
always fun.
But then, as you mentioned, some of your general Bullmeyer Wood Crafts.
That's Byron Bullmeyer. He's new this year, too.
And they got Carl Dickey Wood Crafts and...
Carl Dickey's new for us this year too. He's been around, but he's new to the toast this year. And we also have the handmade jewelry. That's new to us this year too.
Mm-hmm. What's the Color Street? Are you?
Those are some kind of nails. I'm not exactly sure what that is, but they're coming from St. Louis.
Oh wow! So they got a little bit of a drive.
Yeah.
Then you got Mary Shoop bags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's I think that's 31 bags.
And Paparazzi Jewelry, of course, another jewelry vendor.
Mm-hmm.
So, sure to find something that you like there. And
right.
Just kind of browse through them. And it's one of those days where you just kind of go over and just kind of a...
Hang out for a day.
Yeah. You got...
Drink a little wine.
You know, do the wines. You got the food. You got vendors to check out. And you know, all kinds of things going on. And it, I mean, I'm sure it takes a while to put all this together, too.
Oh, it does. We'll be there at 7 o'clock that morning. The boys go out for breakfast at 6 o'clock at Tiff's Cafe, and then we start 7 o'clock. We start setting up tents.
And when this wraps up Saturday night, you'll start on the 2020 right. version.
It's a full-day affair.
Exactly. How long has this been going on about?
This will be our 11th year, I believe.
11. So I know it's been going a while, and it's kind of grown in popularity too, I think. And people have gotten out. I covered it some when I worked at the newspaper in its earlier years. And, I mean, you had good crowds then, but, you know, over the years, of course, I mean, the weather this time of the year is always, you know, iffy. But
it's always iffy. We've had rain. We've had snow. Well, I don't know that we've had snow, but we've had rain before and wind.
Mm-hmm. And I think
it's going to be a perfect day this year.
It's sounding like that. So we'll keep our fingers crossed on that. But that all kicks off then Saturday morning. And what official time?
10 o'clock is the race, and then 11 o'clock the food vendors and everybody will start.
So right about lunchtime.
Right.
So
Come out for the race, and then you can have lunch with us, drink some wine, stay for a while.
And enjoy the music.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and throw our next break in here, and we will come back here on The People Speak right after this. And welcome back. I'm Jeff, again, talking with Kathy Wright, Marissa, Toast of Marissa, coming up this weekend and on Saturday. And as we've been saying, you've got the wineries, the Wine Garden there out of Belleville, you said, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alto Vineyards from down at Alto Pass. The Poor Vineyard from right there in Marissa.
No, the Poor Vineyard's from Redbud.
Ah, that's right.
And then we've got Kite Wineries from Carbondale.
Right. So a good selection. And, you know, I mean, the wine connoisseurs can kind of taste the wines from, you know, those different vineyards. And
we'll have craft beer, and we'll have regular beer, too.
Okay, so that's...
And then we've got four bands. We've got Mary's River Band. We've got Salunatics, or we got three bands. And Sharp Miss will be on the small stage.
And, of course, the cookie contest. Don't want to forget that.
Don't forget the cookie contest. And then we've got all of our vendors. We'll have food vendors there and craft vendors there. Race starts at 10 o'clock.
And if you're registered, don't forget to pick up your package. You can pick them up Friday evening at the Marissa Fire Department from 5:30 to 7:30, or on race day from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. when the race gets underway. So, and, of course, the race is divided up into age groups, male and female. And they've got the 5K, the run, and then the 1 mile fun run, which you can walk or run that, I'm sure.
Right.
So that, and you can still register on race day too, so.
Right.
So if you don't have anything to do at 10 o'clock Saturday morning.
Come on down, you can at least watch the race if you don't want to race.
Exactly, and that way you're there when everything kicks off at 11 to, you know, check out the vendors, get your lunch and everything.
Right.
So, all right, so the 11th, Toast of Marissa coming up, you know, lots of activities going on, and this is all downtown Marissa.
Two streets of Main Street. Main Street will be blocked off.
So, and if you're driving through Marissa,
we have our big wine tent, and it'll be heated. We'll have the fire pits there. We're not going to need them, though, because it's going to be 60 degrees, but that's just the ambiance there, so it'll be great.
Exactly. I mean, it's a nice ambiance. It kind of, you know, like I said, even when it's cool, it makes it nice. But, yeah, we're talking, you know, warmer weather and sunny skies, too. It's not going to be cloudy,
right.
So.
So we're looking forward to a big turnout.
All right. Well, Kathy, if I can talk today. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. I appreciate it. Hope to see y'all at the Toast of Marissa on Saturday the 9th.
All right. We'll encourage you to go. I've been there before, and it's a fun day.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right. That will wrap things up. And for The People Speak, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.